Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yep, not civilized, kind of primitive, but in this case, self-destructive. That's what's going on in American cities. 5:53 here on Houston's Morning News. We see it with all the criminals who are repeatedly let out of jail. Crime is at an all-time high in many American cities. Americans are not feeling safe. Andrea Whitberg wrote about it on American Thinker. Andrea, thank you for joining us this morning here on Houston's Morning News. We hear the stories out of seemingly every a major city in America, but I think the one that maybe scares Americans the most, I would assume, are the stories we hear of the mass looting that's going on, you know, these gangs that show up at places like Home Depot and supermarkets and clothing stores and high-end shops and just go in there and smash and grab.
Yeah, good morning to you. It is very scary. San Francisco has been heading down this path for a while. So it's got a bit of a head start on other American Democrat-run cities. But I wrote about the fact that it's not just in the expensive retail district anymore, and it's not just in the Tenderloin anymore, which are the two places you expect to decompose first. And my post was about the most middle class of all middle class neighborhoods in San Francisco, which is West Portal, where they're starting to have sideshows now, which is where a lot of people congregate. A lot of alcohol, usually guns, drugs, and then in the middle of an intersection, a car will spin donuts until it destroys the pavement. And when you see that happening, not in the Tenderloin, not in the edgy districts, not where there's a lot of retail money, but just in one of the most everyday neighborhoods of all, you know that the social fabric is completely breaking down. And it's disturbing.
What, if anything, can we do about it? Is this just sort of a natural cycle as it relates to society in general? Is this the end result of how we have hampered our police departments across this country? What's behind all this?
This is the end result of hampering police departments. It can be turned around. I'll remind people that Rudy Giuliani was an American hero because he, working with Police Chief Bill Bratton in the mid-90s, turned around New York. San Francisco, a lot of American cities, we've forgotten how bad it was in the 1970s after the 1960s also damaged policing and stuff. So society can come back, but it has to push hard and it has to be willing to do the really, really hard work of treating criminals like criminals and of doing the broken windows policing where someone having a sideshow in the middle of a middle-class neighborhood isn't just the police coming along and breaking it up, but it's hit hard, really hard by the police and by the city's attorneys, the prosecutors.
You know, as you're saying all this, you started off by talking about Democrat-run cities. This seems to be what Democrats want. So as long as they're being run by Democrats, cities like San Francisco, we're not going to see any changes, are we?
No, but I will say one of the things we ran as American Thinker the other day was a post by Jay Valentine talking about a project he's doing, which is showing that even in red states, most of the cities have massive vote fraud. And it's not vote fraud of the dead voting. It's vote fraud where Democrats have mined the voting records and found registered voters who never show up. So what they're doing now is getting the votes in the cities from people who just haven't bothered. People need to start bothering to vote. And I'm betting that most cities, when people pay attention, will stop being so Democrat because it is the end of the line for a city.
Okay. Andrea, thank you for your insight. Appreciate it. Andrea Whitberg from American Thinker here on News Radio 740 KTRH.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.